Alternating periods of rain and sunshine will occur across the Midwest as we move forward through the next full week, and we'll see quite a variety in temperatures as well as the distribution of precipitation. We have one storm system on the charts this morning that'll be impressive overnight tonight and into the day tomorrow. It will produce heavy amounts of rain and snow from Nebraska into Wisconsin and parts of Michigan. This storm system will cause a travel problem and stress some livestock across a narrow band coming out of western Nebraska and northeast Colorado through the southeasternmost corner of South Dakota and then across northernmost Iowa and southernmost Minnesota into the heart of Wisconsin. These areas will likely see some impressive snows, mostly that will be heavy in northern Iowa and southern Minnesota and parts of Wisconsin, and we will see some accumulations in that region running 8 to 12 inches, and there will be some potential for something even heavier in a few counties. The storm is going to be fairly small in size, so the number of areas that are impacted by the heaviest snow will be somewhat reduced, but we will see it, and it will be significant where it occurs. Now, just to the south of the heavier snow, there'll be a band of significant rain and a little mix of precipitation types that may occur, and this will occur across the heart of Iowa into portions of southern Michigan. The storm system itself will, as it pushes through the Midwest, will drag a cool front into the lower Mississippi River Basin area and across the lower Midwest. Moisture totals in some of these areas won't be all that impressive. But there will be some variety of precipitation. In fact, there may be some amounts that get upwards to an inch or so. The heaviest precipitation is going to be focused on two areas. One is from northern Iowa and southern Minnesota to central Wisconsin. The other area will be from the southeast half of Indiana into parts of southeastern Michigan and northwestern Ohio. In both cases, a quarter to three quarters of an inch of rain is likely, and moisture totals in some of those northern areas from northern Iowa and southern Minnesota into Michigan could run upwards to an inch to 2 inches. And again, some of that's going to occur as snow. Once the system is out of the way, a couple of weaker frontal boundaries will come across the region as time moves along, producing some additional opportunities for precipitation. The first one will come along Friday night going into Saturday in the western Corn Belt and will move into the lower Midwest as we go from Saturday night into Sunday. That system is not likely to bring a large amount of moisture to the region, but there will be some influx of Gulf of Mexico moisture that will take place, and that should enhance rain to our south, staying south of the Ohio River, and some heavier amounts of precipitation may occur in Alabama, Georgia, and the Carolinas as we move into the first part of next week. But because that low pressure system will be to our south and will move eastward, it should keep all of the heavier rains outside of the immediate region, although portions of Kentucky could be impacted to some degree. After that system passes, there will most likely be a new frontal boundary that will bring some colder air across the Midwest. That cold surge is going to be closely monitored because it could bring our next viable threat to winter wheat across parts of the plains and into a portion of the Midwest and Delta as we get into the latter part of next week and into the following weekend. It's too soon to call just how cold it will get, but we do think that'll be the next threatening period of cold weather for parts of those areas I just mentioned. In the meantime, our temperatures near term here are going to be fairly decent. We will bounce around a bit. The majority of the temperatures are not going to be that far off from normal on average for the whole week coming up. But here for today, we will see a little bit of a warm-up take place, and the afternoon highs are expected to run primarily in the 60s and 70s across the lowermost parts of the Midwest. Missouri and Kansas will be warmest. In fact, there could be some temperatures over 80 degrees, and the warmth will continue one more day tomorrow, and then we'll see cooler conditions coming and going across the region on a periodic basis. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.